Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So our first guest is Brandy. Brandy is coming in with this fat. I see this ring on her hand. Look at God. The man that took good care of Brandy, boy. I don't know if it's her man or what, or she just bought the ring herself, but I see that fat ring, boy. Brandy, what's going on, my sister? How can we help you?
My name is Brandy. I graduated as a resident nurse last year, 2023.
Okay, congratulations.
And so before I graduated, I went into agency, an agency LPN.
Okay.
And when I became agency LPN, I started working for this agency called Clipboard Health, which sends us not a W-2, but a 1099.
Yep.
And so we don't really take our taxes. They don't take out no taxes. They just stipend our money to our account.
Yep.
So I didn't know that I was hidden.
You didn't know you weren't getting no taxes taken out, huh?
Yeah, I knew I was getting taxes taken out, but I didn't know that I was almost at $100,000 before taxes came. So by the end of the year, they was like, "Oh, you didn't pay no tax," and I was like. And then I did it again this year.
Okay.
Where I still work for agency, but I haven't took out taxes.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about this because I'm fully aware of that. And I want to understand this too. And Justin, you may know this question because I have some friends who do this. There are agencies that will allow you to go from a 1099 to where they are taking out taxes. So that way you can pay for them in advance. But a lot of people choose not to have the taxes taken out because they want to have their money. But so did you file your taxes last year or did you not file your taxes?
I didn't file my taxes because when I had looked at everything, it was like I was like the way the tax looked like I was at $98,000.
Okay.
And so I didn't file them.
And you were scared to file them because you thought you're going to owe a lot of money, huh?
Well, I had someone look at it and they said I was going to owe a lot.
What's a lot?
I think it was like 15, 16.
15, yeah. $15,000, $16,000. Are you single?
I am actually married.
Yeah, I saw that.
I just got married last year. I got married last year.
Yeah, that ring was hitting.
Taxes are type of different because the year I didn't file, I was single. And now that I just got married last year,
All right, cool. Justin, what should she do, bro? How can we help her out of need taxes?
Yeah, so this is how we're going to go about it. We're going to have to file both years, right? The previous year and this tax year. That $15,000, $17,000 is on point. That's at face value. Remember how I said earlier, at face value, just like that person did, hey, girl, this is how much you owe, right? But the beauty of it all is, so did you travel with your LPN position?
Yeah, I travel with my LPN and my RN.
Come on now.
You see where that's I'm going right on.
So it was it state to state or was it just within a city?
It was border state, so one state.
Okay, cool. So the beauty of this too is, and this is a rule of thumb for everyone that's watching. Whatever you have received on a 1099 or something that's untaxed income, you're going to owe roughly around 15%. My rule of thumb, have 20% of whatever you save. Moving forward, starting now, right? Starting now, February 1st being tomorrow. Go ahead and start accruing 20% into a savings. To Anthony's point, the high yield savings account. Because at the end of the year, when it's time to report your taxes, at face value, you would have enough to go ahead and pay back. And that $16,000 doesn't feel like a lot because you're educated in the matter of knowing like, hey, I know this money is untaxed. I need to put this in my savings, not touch it. So when you come to need taxes and we do the write-offs, so write-offs would include your scrubs, stethoscope, your travel, your gas. When did you purchase your car by chance?
Oh, my God. I purchased it before I was even a nurse.
Huh. Cool. But we're still utilizing. What kind of car is it?
A Traverse.
Okay, cool. So even from the mileage or the depreciation, man, that's a beautiful word, guys. Mm-hmm. Depreciation. Because knocking down $16,000 is icing on the cake. You just got to make sure that you have the qualified expenses. And sometimes when you essentially have a W-2 job, which is being a nurse, but it's 1099 payout, there's not many write-offs that you have. But depreciation is a word, guys, that I want you to understand, because we're now able to take your car, your Traverse, on 1 year, 3 year, or 5 year is the top that I would recommend depreciation. So that, if you don't mind me saying, how much did you pay for that car?
I got the car. It was like $15,000.
So we would use that $15,000 car over the next 3 to 5 years. Or if you just like, Justin, I don't want to owe nothing, write the whole car off. A 1 year depreciation, and that will make that money disappear and mitigate from around, I would say, $15,000 owed to roughly around that.
What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world. AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution, AI Red Teaming. You see, AI Red Teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI Red Teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today and rest easy knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
$2,000 or $3,000. Something a little bit more palatable. At the end of the day, there's no way of getting around you owing that $16,000 at face value. It's about working with the tax professional and company that's going to make sure that we work that down to as little as possible so that it's an easier tax liability for you. Because for you and your husband, the thing is, let's just say you say, you know, I'm still not going to file. Your husband got to file his taxes, and y'all have to file a married joint. Oh, I'm cooking. Do not, everyone listening, do not file married filing separate. When you hear tax brackets, y'all hear that all the time. Uh-huh. What does that mean? When you have different filing status, single, married joint, married separate, and head of household. Everyone follow me. I'm going to say it one more time. You have single, married filing joint, head of household, and married filing separate. If you are married and you file separate from your spouse, you are losing out on thousands of dollars in tax credits. Do not do that to yourself. So, and I'm not yelling at you. I get passionate. I want everyone to understand. You want to file married joint. That's going to help you with how much you're going to owe. But on top of that, you're going to have amazing write-offs that we're going to, through the consultation. This is all the stuff this is a live representation of what a consultation is like.
Yeah.
Off rip, I already know I'm going to work her down from 16,000 to about 2,000. Guaranteed.
Brandon, what did you owe for last year? I know you said 2 years. So the first year was 15,000. Do you have an estimate about what did you make last year in 2023?
That's what it is.
98,000?
Yeah, and this year I think it was like 110,000 or something. Yo. When I looked it all up.
Brandon,
and I just became a nurse, so.
Listen, that's why I was about to say this. Can we just celebrate it? You making this money.
Yeah.
How old are you, Brandy? How old are you?
I'm 38 years young.
Oh, girl, you young. You know what I'm saying? You young, girl. You making this money. Oh, I love this. Sorry, Brandon. So you need to get beneath taxes. You definitely need to go on ahead and register for the consultation so that way one of our pros can just sit down with you and walk you through and ask you all the right questions, and we'll take care of your last 2 years and make that happen. But then two, Brandon, what you need to do as well is you do need, once we get you filed, right, you do need to sit down with like another tax professional. I would say even preferably a certified financial planner that can sit down and give you the strategy for this year, right? And so the strategy is this. Okay, so if you're going to be always a 1099 person, what are the things that you can write off legally, and how much money should you be setting aside? Justin said, hey, you need to set aside 20%. I love that math because I set aside about 25, 30% of my company's money every single month, and we pay quarterly taxes. But here's the thing, with the right strategy, everyone listening, with the right strategy, I've never, Justin, had to use all 30% of that money. I've exactly. never, not one time, had to use all 30%, but it felt good knowing that I had this money sitting in a high-yielded savings account, making some extra money on it. Then with my tax professional, my certified financial planner, Shania Wilson, who says, hey, AO, here's your check. I'm like, bet. I'm going to go use this other money and get this thing right here. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not stressed, Brandy, because I was like, dang, I didn't know. Like, I didn't save. Like, I didn't. No. So this is why we suggest to everyone, if you have a business, you need to set aside at least 20% into a high yield savings account. Again, go to anthonyoneal.com/SoFi, open an account, even if it's with $5, Brandy, whoever's watching. And then from there, you get with our tax pro. But Brandy, thank you so much for calling. Congrats on being married for a year. What's up, sis? You got another question?
I just wanted to tell you, I watched you yesterday for the first time. But before I watched you, I was praying God for strategies to saving.
Man.
Because this is the first 2 years where I've ever been out of my bracket of $5,000.
What?
And I went from a food stamp card and a cell phone to 7 years of going to school to becoming close to $100,000 with everything I've been doing. And I came to your page off the internet, and I was just asking God for strategies, because if I'm making money and I'm not seeing the repercussions of it, then something poverty is taken from me. I'm not wise. And so when I watched you yesterday, I actually clicked on your page, downloaded your stuff, and then I began to watch you. And I just want to tell you that before I got to your page, I asked God, I said, God, if I really want to talk to him. And I was the first person.
So that man, you know what?
He was in speed. In Psalms, he said he was in speed, and he was speedy at this one. So thank you, man. And you have a blessed, prosperous, and healthy year.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Brandon, man. That just made me get a little emotional, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That just made me get a little emotional.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.